Welcome to the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name's James Mawson, founder and editor-in-chief, and it's a great delight to be back here once again. It's been an exciting week, and actually it's been 2 months since David Crane took over as the CEO of Google Ventures, now renamed GV, which is a corporate venturing unit of Google. And it's quite an interesting few months, actually. And what we've decided to do for this podcast and the analysis will be on globalcorporateventuring.com this next week, was to take a look at the deal his team have done in the past 2 months since he took over in mid-August and compare it to what his predecessor Bill Maris has done in the sort of 6 or 7 years that he was running Google Ventures. And so actually it's been quite an interesting look. He's done half a dozen deals, one exit, and then there's a few maybe and other things done by Google. So it gives you a good sense of where Google have been up to over the past couple of months. And in some ways, it's business as usual for under Crane. As since 10th of August, two largest rounds have been in healthcare, cancer-focused companies, both of them. Biotech company Carrick Therapeutics emerged from stealth with $95 million in funding after licensing one of its three drug candidates from Cambridge University in the UK. And separately, GV led a $70 million round in August in US-based immuno-oncology startup Arcus Biosciences that included Taiho Ventures, the corporate venture subsidiary of Taiho, as well as Invus Droyer Oncology Ventures and Stanford University. Also in healthcare, GV led a $32 million round for US-based palliative care provider Aspire Health, which was also backed by Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. GV, if you look over a broader timescale, has been increasingly active in life sciences and health technology. Last year, the sector made up 31% of its investments, and that was up from 2014 and a substantial lift from prior years from that. But the majority of it's about 470 deals over the past 6 or 7 years, tracked by GCV Analytics. During the Maris era, GV were in emerging enterprises from the IT, media, consumer and services sectors. Some of the most notable deals in terms of total round size were led by Crane, for example, in ride-hailing service Uber, smart thermostat maker Nest, or crowdfunding platform CircleUp. And since he took over, Crane has continued its interest in these areas. GV led a $14 million Series A round for art buying platform Twyla, which has just come out of stealth, joined the $20 million B round for last-minute ticketing app Game Time, and paid up for the $47.5 million equity round closed by a US-based online lending platform developer Lender. So most of the Maris era deals came from the mid or later stage rounds beyond the Series B, as shown in globalcorporateventuring.com. Though it started in 2009 with a heavy investment pace by volume in seed and early stage deals. And Maris, who has since actually been reported being raising a new fund, had co-founded Google Ventures in 2009 with an initial budget of $100 million per year, but now GV manages about $2.4 billion under management. But of those early seed rounds, some have gone on to great successes, and others GV has decided not to reinvest into, such as Cozy and Eventboard, which GV was in both of their early rounds and in their recent rounds wasn't mentioned. But other portfolio companies, including Pindrop, Carbon, Anomaly and Shape Security, have added to their rounds in which GV have invested in the past 12 months or so. So those are some of the maybe deals. And Crane is also celebrating an exit. Since he took over, having previously sold his portfolio company Nest to Alphabet, GV's parent has also acquired Urban Engines for an undisclosed amount. But while GV has maintained its activity since the formal handover to Crane, other parts of Alphabet have also retained their interest in private companies. Alphabet's subsidiary Google Capital has participated in room-sharing company Airbnb's recently closed $850 million round and potentially the $55 million convertible note financing for FanDuel, a US-based daily fantasy sports platform. And Google itself, the main subsidiary of Alphabet, is reportedly funding startups formed by ex-team members called Googlers, including social network Hello, independently to GV on Google Capital's activities. And so, 2 months into the reign of GV, and the group and its parents show no sign of slowing down its activity and interest in backing innovative ideas. Another deep dive by Global Corporate Venture in the past week has been to look at Microsoft Ventures. We did a profile of the firm and the new unit set up by Nagraj Kashyap earlier in the year, in the summer, in July. But at a similar sort of starting point, since Nagraj took over in January, Microsoft has built out a team of seven. In the past couple of months, it's hired Leo De Luna, previously a principal of venture capital firm Split Rock Partners, as managing director to cover California's Bay Area and New York. Rashmi Gopinath, previously an investment director at Intel Capital, as an investing partner covering enterprise software investments in the Bay Area. Lisa Nelson, previously chief of staff to the head of business development and the chief financial officer at Microsoft, as a partner. and Priya Saiprasad, previously part of the financial services startup Square's corporate development team, as a principal. So Nagraj has been building out the team. This is on top of Matthew Goldstein from Trinity Ventures and Kashyap's former colleague from Qualcomm Ventures, Moni Hassid, to lead its Israel deals. And Kashyap, in a blog posted on 4th of October, said, "We've established a strong team with experience in traditional VCs, corporate funds and startups, all with impeccable track records of working with founders to grow startups into large companies. In building this team, we've done the challenging work of clarifying our mission to be the most sought-after financial partner for startups driving digital transformation." He continues, "We've seen great deal flow and have already completed 13 investments from Series A to Series C across several B2B categories. And our new website shows these portfolio, of which 10 are actually promoted, including the most recent deal, Cognitive Scale." So other people news from Global Corporate Venture, we've seen Jack Leaney leave Telefonica. He was a former banker at Morgan Stanley before joining Telefonica a few years ago. And he's now joining a new venture capital unit founded by ProSiebenSat.1, which is a German media group. So a couple of people moves. On the fund side, we're seeing Spanish VC firm Kibo Ventures raise $75 million for its first close of its second funds. And its limited partners so far include Telefonica's Open Future unit, as well as La Caixa, European Investment Fund, Innoverti Economy Sostenible, and Fond ICO. Other fund news, we've seen IDEO has joined forces with a VC firm called Genuine Startups to launch a venture capital firm dubbed D4V. Not quite sure what D4V stands for, but I'm sure it's something designed for venture or something along those lines. Anyway, on the university side, we've seen KU Leuven research a $65.5 million fund with support of the European Investment Fund. And on the government side, the EIF, which is backed by most big states and the European Investment Bank, has been completely pushing the boat out. I was chatting to someone from there this week at the BVCA conference in London, which was an amazing event, actually. It was about 800 people or so there, and it's really interesting presentations. But one of the folks there from the EIF said that they put out about 2.5 billion euros of equity to sort of SMEs or small and medium-sized enterprise over the past 15 months alone. For context, the team of 74 compared to when they launched a little over a decade ago, when they launched with 100 million and four people. So they've really scaled up on the government side. And the EIF has taken the lead in developing something called the EIF NPI Equity Platform, which had its first meeting last week, try and enhance, quote, access to funding for small and medium-sized enterprises, support defragmentation of equity markets, and match national, EU, and private sources of funding, end quote. So the national policy institutes, or NPIs, are the sort of investment banks of the main sort of countries across the European Union, such as the British Business Bank in the UK or BPI France in France, and they're coming together to try and support the distribution of capital to worthy companies. So we'll hear a little bit more of that actually in our Sonoma conference in January, but that's definitely been an exciting market movement position there. On the exit fronts, we've seen Time Warner Investments, which made a decent-sized exit from marketing data management software company Crux, which was acquired for about $700 million by Salesforce. Crux had raised $50 million in venture funding since 2010. So alongside Time Warner, IDG Ventures and Sapphire Ventures on behalf of SAP also made a nice exit. And Continental, a tire maker in Germany, picked up Daimler-backed Zonar. And in order to boost its fleet management capabilities, Continental acquired a 81% share of Zonar. And Snap, which rebranded from Snapchat a few weeks ago, is said to be preparing for a flotation that could take place as soon as March 27 and could value it at $25 billion, a steep jump from the $18 billion post-money valuation which it last raised funding in May. The company Snap is backed by Alibaba, Tencent, and Yahoo. And Obelon Therapeutics, a developer of a gastric balloon to aid weight loss, i.e. shove a big balloon in your stomach and you can't eat as much, has raised $75 million in an IPO, could potentially rise to more than $86 million. It's raised $60 million in equity, and its investors include Bada Sultan & Brothers, which distributes its products in the Middle East, and cosmetics producer Amor Pacific. So a couple of nice exits there, one potential one. On the investment side, it's been another busy week, not quite as busy as some of the deals we saw in September, which was a pretty busy time after the holiday season. But we've seen Payoneer break new ground in a $180 million round. Ping An which is a Chinese insurance company backed firm. So Payoneer is a digital payments company, has closed the first tranche of a funding round. So that could be a big one indeed. Also in Asia, we've seen Sumitomo Mitsui Card Company add an investment to a US firm called Stripe, which is valued at $5 billion and is also backed by Visa and American Express. On the connected device network developer front, Sigfox is looking to boast its coffers and is looking to raise $100 million to $200 million in a round that will feature an as-yet-unnamed Chinese strategic backer. I have a feeling it might be one of the so-called bats, Baidu, Alibaba, or Tencent, or maybe outside of that, someone along the line of Foxconn. But anyway, we shall see, which will value it at $600 million, 50% jump from its last round in early last year. Sigfox's existing developers include Telefonica, SK Telecom, NTT Docomo, Engie, Air Liquide, Eutelsat, and Intel Capital. NTT has also driven Druva's $51 million Series E round. The cloud data protection software provider has taken its total funding to $118 million. And other deals include Rover, a dog-sitting marketplace backed by Petco, which is a sort of animal retailer, I suppose you can call them that, which was rumoured last month to be raising $40 million in its Series E round from founder group Menlo and Madrona. Well, this past week, the company confirmed the deal, although it didn't say whether the estimated valuation of $300 million was also correct. Few more deals. Remitly, a mobile remittance service, raised a combined $38 million in equity and debt from Silicon Valley Bank and the International Finance Corporation. WellTalk, which is a sort of healthcare, digital health company. Its existing investors include Qualcomm and Hearst Health Ventures, closed a $13 million debt facility from Silicon Valley Bank, which is pushing the money out the door, it seems. And ClearPath reached the corporates for $30 million. It's backing from GE Ventures and Caterpillar Ventures. Had taken part in a round that enabled the driver's card technology to clear a path, I suppose. An online video publishing platform Tout has secured $26 million in a Series C round backed by sports entertainment provider WWE. And then one final one, can't keep Alibaba down. It seems they've backed a $10 million round for Grainer through its Hong Kong Entrepreneurs Fund. And Grainer's a fashion retailer, which raised $10 million in its Series A round. So, been a busy old week, but it's been quite an exciting one, and certainly it's good to see that Google Ventures hasn't gone away, or GV hasn't gone away, and under Crane they're suddenly reaching new heights, it seems. That's all for me. Speak soon.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.